All things have become new. Do you feel like it all the time? No, not if you're like me. But the reality is, in Jesus, is that all things have become new. We're going to talk about that some more down the road. 1 Corinthians 6. Aerobic preaching, I love it.
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
Such were some of you. Read the verses in front of that. So it says what they were.
Do you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
And such were some of you. Oh, yeah, right here in this fellowship. Such were some of you. Some of us. Yeah, some of us were just like that. But we've been washed. Hallelujah. Jesus hasn't changed. We've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been cleansed. Romans 8. Oh. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We are children of God, folks. I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ so much so that I've been adopted into a family. My own family was a mess. Literally. I can tell you. Let's see if I want to go there. I can tell you when my dad got drunk and beat the tar out of me. I can tell you that my mom, I don't know that she ever saw a sober day in her life. I can tell you about unfaithfulness that children shouldn't have to see. I've seen it. But I'm a child of God. I've been adopted to a family where there's no unfaithfulness, where there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I've been adopted into a family that loves me, even with all of my one-time problems. With all of them. One time and another time. He still loves me. I was amazed when I found out that God wasn't mad with me. I was dumbfounded when I realized that every time I fell, I could still come back and He didn't go, that's it, I'm sorry. You know, crispy critters next time, that's it. I'm going to fry you right there on the spot. He never did that. Not once. Every single time I came back to the Lord Jesus, every time I came back to the Father and I said, Father, forgive me. He embraced me, received me, forgave me, cleansed me, and told me that He loved me again and again. He's never stopped doing that, folks. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. See myself as a child of God. And if you're born again by the Spirit of Christ, you're a child of God. See yourself that way. See yourself received. See yourself accepted. See yourself embraced. See yourself loved. Understand that that's the reality. I don't care what anybody else tells you. Self-esteem is nothing compared to being a child of God. Man, I'm totally accepted in Him. That's powerful stuff. Now, those of you that have done some counseling to understand what I'm talking about with this self-esteem thing that's hitting the pike, you know. Everybody's got to feel good about the way they are. Well, I'll tell you what. thank God for being a child of God. 1 Peter chapter 2. Oh, okay, hang on.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Isn't that wonderful? A chosen priesthood, royal nation. Fantastic stuff. You are what God says you are. Now I'm going to ask you this, and we're going to finish up with these next few verses. Have I put anybody to sleep yet? Dick said just once. All right, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who's got it? Ho!
For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins.
Folks, we've been translated, the King James Version says. We've already been translated one time out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Be who you are. You're a translated person. You no longer live in the kingdom of darkness. Be who you are. That's part of the title, I think. Yeah, be who you are. I was making sure I put it up there. That's on your sheet too, right? Be who you are. You're a translated one. Isn't that neat? That's cool. Philippians chapter 4. Oh. Don't laugh at me.
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Hallelujah. I can do everything. I can say no. I can say yes. I can say I will. I can say I'll grow. I can even embrace ministries that I feel a little strange about as God opens up the door. I can even find myself as being the man or the woman of the hour with the power, depending on the situation I'm in. Being instant in season and out of season, I can be that person. Because I can do all things. All things? That too. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Be who you are. You can do it. You're faced with that person. Listen, I haven't really checked up with anybody in a little while because things have been a little choppy, but have you found those experiences when you found yourself having to stretch to pray for someone, to be that person that God needs in that place at that time? Anybody found that recently? No? You're not looking, I can tell. No, but that's it. You're the person. You're the person that God wants to use. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh boy, the running has started now.
And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong.
I don't know if you understand the incredible power that's in those verses. It was a revelation to me when I understood that I no longer had to be afraid of my weaknesses. I spent the first part of my Christian life being afraid of failing. Matter of fact, one of the things I had to battle early on was that the enemy literally came and said, you're not going to make it. You can't make it. He said, I'll see you back laying in your own vomit again. Because that's where you were, that's where I'll see you back. That's what he told me. Guess what? He's a liar. Guess what? I'm still here. Guess what? It's not me, it's Jesus. I have no illusions about me aside from Jesus. I couldn't stand here. Guess what? I've learned to no longer be afraid of my weaknesses. I'm not afraid of them anymore. And you don't need to be afraid of them either. Quit being afraid of your weaknesses. This is not hard, but this is very important for you to hear. Very important. The areas where you tend to fall and to stagger, okay? When you see those, don't try to bury them. Don't try to bury them. Acknowledge them before God and say, God, this is where I need your strength to be perfect. It's the opportunity to see His strength made perfect in your weakness. When you acknowledge it, if you hide it, if you're trying to act like you don't have that weakness, I don't have a problem with my thought life right here, you know. I really don't. It's not going to go away, folks. It's going to dog your tracks. You can't defeat it by denying it. But you can definitely gain victory over it if when you're confronted with your failure, with your fault, with your weakness, if you find out and you say, God, this is where I'm weak, this is where I fail. Lord, be strong here for me. And then what happens is that you start looking at your weaknesses as opportunities for God. Not an opportunity for sin, but an opportunity for God to show Himself strong in your life. Are you with me on that? That's incredibly important. If you don't understand that, let me put it one other way. If I put a beam across the top of this room, right, maybe at the top of the sign there, all the way across, and it's 4 inches wide, it's incredibly secure. It will not shake. It will not vibrate. It will not sway. I mean, it is like a rock. It is solid there, but it's only 4 inches wide. And I have another beam down here that runs along the floor all the way across here, and it's 4 inches wide, and it's solid because it's right on this floor. It's not going to move. It's not going to shake. It's not going to do anything. How many of you know that you're not going to have any trouble walking across this beam on the floor? Right? Just boom. You can do that almost blindfolded, right? What's going to happen when you get up here? I know what most of us are going to do. We're going to be wrapped around like this. They're like, what? Walk across this? You got to be kidding me? No way. Either that or some of us real brave ones, you know, would be like this, you know, which is not me. You know, I might do that. No difference in the bar. What's the difference? Up there, we put into a law called the law of reversed effort. We try so hard to stay on that we fall. You try so hard sometimes not to fall in Christ that you fall anyway because you're so afraid of falling. Relax! Am I saying sin? No! I'm saying relax and understand that His grace and His strength can strengthen you and you'll walk across that bar like any other bar because He's there. And you're no longer depending on you to stay on. You're depending on Christ. Is that all right? Did that make sense? All right. Stay on. Stay with. Understand that. That's what Paul was talking about when he said that God's strength is being made perfect in my weakness. I'll glory in. That's why he could say that. I'll glory in my weakness. Glory to God for weakness. Hallelujah. I'm as weak as it gets. Why? Because He's made strong. Do you understand why I can say with no reservations, I have no illusions about me? None. Not one. Not one illusion. There's nothing I'm not capable of doing. But I've been born again by the Spirit of Christ. And I can do all things through Him that strengthens me. And I will glory in my weaknesses because God's strength will be made perfect in those weaknesses. And I can walk and I can live and I can be what He wants me to be and walk in this life victoriously because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3. Right there. You got it? Okay, boy. You just bailed out, didn't you?
For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit, rejoice in Jesus Christ, and have no confidence in the flesh.
No confidence in the flesh. Let's not have any confidence in the flesh. I'm going to move on kind of quickly. Romans 6. You can do this. Come on, my man. Do it. Go for it. Look, see, I can do all things through Christ. Go ahead.
Okay. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead, indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in.
Good. Good job. Is that a good job or what? Excellent. But we're to glory in Christ, consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ. That's what we're talking about. I don't have time to get into Romans 6 and 7, but we're going to let that one go. Acts chapter 1.
Dynamite. Real loud.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Excellent. When it's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what's the emphasis there? What's the emphasis in that verse? Somebody tell me. I'm going to receive power. Keep going. And you will... Just stop. Leave off witnesses. And what does it say? You just said it. You will be. Folks, do you understand that the fulfillment of the Great Commission is not an... This is going to go contrary to maybe something, but understand that the fulfillment of the Great Commission is not because we obey. The fulfillment of the Great Commission is because we are. Stay with me on that. It's because we have become something different, because God has filled us with His Spirit. The fulfillment of the Great Commission is because we be. What do we be? We be filled with power. We be witnesses. We be martyrs. That's what we be. Poor English. Don't do that, kids. But you understand the point. That's the point. It's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when God fills us with His Spirit, it's so that we can be something different than what we are. So that we can be a powerful people. That we can be a people that reside and dwell in His presence. And we can be a people exemplifying the body life of Jesus. Yes? I like it. 1 Corinthians 12.
Go for it, Ralph.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
All right, dynamite. For the manifestation of the Spirit, see, I did it too, is given. What are we? Be who you are. The gifts that you have, the callings that you have in Christ are given for the common good to the body of Christ. Romans 8:29.
For whom He did not foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, then He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that first loved us.
Folks, God is for us. That was an excellent job, by the way. God is for us. And in Jesus, we overwhelmingly conquer. Overwhelmingly. One last verse, and nobody has it. Brother, what's your first name again? Daryl. God is doing some really interesting things in your life. And they're very powerful things. Some of them are pretty secret and very special. But you're not to lose or to move yourself from the midst of what God's doing in your life or to pursue anything else. For the vision that you first had for yourself and for your family has not changed. That's still sure. It has not changed. His calling is sure, and where he's leading you and desires to lead you is a sure thing. Yield yourself completely to what his desire and refresh the vision, for that's God's vision, not just yours alone. It was something birthed in your heart by God, planted in your heart by God, even before you were born. I couldn't get away from it. So you just got it. So is that all right? You still love me? Okay. Just check it. Is that all right? Everybody okay? Is everybody you bear witness with that sister? Okay. Just if she knows. All right. Ezekiel. We're winding down. I'm not doing too bad. It's not 1 o'clock yet. Ezekiel 16, verse 14, says this. Then your fame went forth among the nations on account of your beauty, for it was perfect, because of my splendor which I bestowed on you, declares the Lord God. I did all of these verses, and we had some fun. But the reality is that because of his splendor that he's bestowed on the church, the beauty of the church is going to be seen by the world. See yourself. See, for real, see him, know him. See yourself in him. Be who he's called you to be. For his glory is going to be shed forth in the earth through his people as they walk being who they're supposed to be. Amen? Any questions? I live dangerously. Any questions? No? Is the turkey cooking? Is it burnt? I don't know. Okay. We had a little fun. That was all right. But be what God's called you to be. He wants to show forth his glory and his splendor in the church. And we're it. That's the neat part. You still cold? You're always cold. Father God, thank you for your great grace. Lord, we ask that you would help us to see candidly, without any kind of reservation, who we really are, what our weaknesses really are, what our frailties are, our shortcomings. That we'd not be afraid of those, but Lord, that we would see that we can do all things in Christ and that you've made us more than conquerors, that we overwhelmingly conquer in this life. Help us to be a people, Father, that show forth your glory in the earth in everything that we do. Go before us, Lord. Lead us surely. Keep us. And help the testimony of each one that's in this room be, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We thank you for your great grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your favor in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.